Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So we did hear this cut from Aaron Rodgers from the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, which he did win that portion of it. He is a great golfer. He's focused on that. I've seen him golf before. I saw a little bit of this this past weekend. And you think something that he said in this means that maybe there's a place that's more attractive for him. So we're going to listen to this cut again. You have the reporter asking Aaron Rodgers the question, and the way he answers it maybe gives us a clue into what he's thinking.
Is there maybe like a favorite color, favorite city that you might have on your mind for next season?
I'm just going to say that the predominant team that we hear as we're walking is Raiders. Yes. A lot of Raider fans are encouraging me. A lot of Devontae misses you comments. So we're having some fun with it.
So to me, this is like an innocuous, just I'm answering the question. I had a good time out
here. You didn't answer the question, though. Because the question was, what colors and city are you thinking
right.
about?
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't like, this is what he's thinking about. This is what he is hearing. I just, you know, and Nathaniel Hackett would be the lure to come to the Jets, I guess. But the thing that really disappointed me, if I were a Packers fan, I'm not hearing green and yellow. I'm not hearing any of that stuff.
He's done there. It's over.
And here we go. Here's the whole drama that's unfolding, and he wants a fresh start somewhere else. The reason why the Raiders make sense, again, is because it's it's Nevada, it's no tax state, and you also have Devontae Adams there, and you also have Josh McDaniels there. You'd like to think that that would be a good place for him to go. The problem is you're also dealing with Justin Herbert and Patrick Mahomes mm-hmm. in the same division. If he comes to the Jets, he's going to be dealing with Josh Allen, of course. I guess it's Tua Tagovailoa down in Miami, and Mac Jones with Bill O'Brien now up in New England. So no matter where he goes in the AFC, it's not going to be like a cakewalk.
Yeah, I mean, I thought when Jerry first played that cut a couple hours ago, I thought his answer was going to be, hey, listen, I'm still under contract with the Green Bay Packers. You know, I don't have a favorite city. I've spent my whole career in Green Bay, and we'll see what this offseason says. And he said nothing of the sort. You know, and he didn't give his answer, like you said, about where he wanted to go. But the fact that Raiders came out of his mouth. Imagine if Jets had come out of his mouth at that point.
Yeah.
We'd all be going crazy.
Exactly. So I think that if I was going to bet on FanDuel, I don't know, can you bet this on FanDuel?
No, I don't think on FanDuel, but
okay.
You can in other places.
All right, so I would put my money on the Raiders right now.
Would you?
I would, unless, of course, and again, remember, he still controls where he wants to go and play. So the Jets could offer more than the Raiders.
Okay.
And he could say no to that and say, look, I want to go to the Raiders, go figure it out with the Raiders. Again, you're talking about a 39-year-old future Hall of Fame quarterback. How much time does he have left? The other things I want to hear from him, I want to hear about commitment. I want him to immerse himself into my team. You know, do you see him moving to Florham Park anytime soon?
No. And this is, this is the thing I've been saying from the beginning. And this is not a knock on the Jets. They got a beautiful facility. Their team is in the right place. They're ready to take the next step. They've drafted well. All of these things outside of Zach Wilson. All of these things that are there for the Jets. And I feel like they're ready to explode. I really do believe that. And we saw a piece of that yesterday. I'm just saying Aaron Rodgers and Florham Park, New Jersey don't seem like a mix because he's such like a free spirit. He likes to go to Malibu, this and that. If he's going to have one more stop, I think he'd be more
West
apt
Coast.
To go to the West Coast than he would to come here. So there are odds on this. So this
okay.
is from Sports Betting AG. It's an offshore sports book that have put these out there. And right now, the Las Vegas Raiders are minus 150.
So all right, actually, so they're the number one team.
Yeah, and the Jets are plus 250, and the Niners are plus 500. So
you know, if, for me, if I were him, I'd try to get to the Niners, but Green Bay is not going to want to send him into the NFC. So, and that's why I keep saying Kyle Shanahan needs to convince Tom Brady to come out and play one more year.
Yeah. Not going to happen. He's done, man. Do you see that they're selling the sand from where he did his retirement from for like $10,000 a bottle?
Give him another month to get away, settle some things down in his personal life. And next thing you know, his daughter is saying, you know, Dad, San Francisco, Super Bowl.
No.
Yeah, that kind of thing. You never know.
I really think that he just got totally drained this past year and he doesn't want to do it anymore.
So then that leaves the Jets a quandary. And what do they do? And is it Jimmy Garoppolo? And I'm thinking, God. If it's Jimmy Garoppolo, does Rob Saleh watch what Kyle Shanahan has been saying about Jimmy Garoppolo?
Well, absolutely. And he knows because he was there. So when Jimmy Garoppolo signed, I'm pretty sure when he signed that contract, Rob Saleh was there on that team. Was he not?
Yes.
So the story around that contract was he signed it and then disappeared and no one in the organization could find him for months. So you're telling me Rob Saleh doesn't know that story? Of course he does. So I would be very surprised if they, and you saw Jimmy Garoppolo smiling on the sidelines in the NFC Championship game, having the time of his life. He's hurt again. That to me would be, and I know that they're painted into a corner and they may have to go that route. But if they do, that's a massive failure. It's a massive failure. That guy is not going to be the guy that saves the Jets.
All right,
no way.
So then Derek Carr.
Well, it's going to have to, yes, and I don't love Derek Carr either, but when you're talking about options, if Rodgers isn't coming, then Derek Carr's the next best option, and I don't know. Does he want to go work with Nathaniel Hackett, or does he want to go down and work with Frank Reich in Carolina?
Yeah, but Carolina supposedly, according to everything, and I don't know any inside information on this, by the way, they got their right defensive coordinator. They got the best D coordinator out there. Got him right from the out from under the Minnesota Vikings.
That's
everybody thought he was going to go to the Vikings. He ends up going to the Panthers.
Well, David Tepper, this is what shows you where an owner gets involved. David Tepper, who is a billionaire, didn't let him leave the building. So he actually ended up canceling the Vikings interview, and he was their top choice and stayed there in Carolina.
Right, so he was the defensive coordinator in Denver last year. So this is going to work out great for Frank in Carolina, but they may be drafting a quarterback in the first round with their pick. They may, you know, I'm sure they're evaluating all the top three quarterbacks right now, Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, and Will Levis, and they may decide going that route. But if you go that route, I still think that they may keep Sam Darnold, or they may keep another guy just to start the season so the rookie doesn't have to start the season. So I could see that. So the other options for the Jets then become Derek Carr, could be Baker Mayfield.
Andy Dalton,
somebody like that.
Yeah.
And I just, it's slim pickings from an excitement standpoint, especially when you're being tantalized by the prospect of Aaron Rodgers coming here.
Yeah, exactly. And Frank probably, and tell me if I'm right or not, is sick of the mercenary quarterback at this point in his life, too. So I'm sure he would love to draft a guy and develop him, and maybe Derek Carr isn't in his plan. But you said right away, and this was something that stuck in my head when we brought up Derek Carr the first time to the Jets, that you said, I know for a fact that this guy is not built for New York.
So I have a healthy respect for Derek Carr, and I could see him in San Francisco. I could see him with the Carolina Panthers. I could see him in those uniforms fitting those systems and those cities and those fan bases. I don't think the Jet fan would appreciate him. I really don't.
Because of his personality?
Yeah, he's, you know.
Well, couldn't he be the biggest jerk in the world, but if you're winning football games and playing well, everybody will accept you? I mean, look at Jay Cutler.
And remember, the guy that's coming here, if you're Derek Carr, you're not coming here for a two-year deal and $75 million. You're not doing that. And, you know, you're coming here, you want a five-year deal, you want to be the starter. He thinks of himself as a Pro Bowl starter, and I don't blame him. That's what he should be, because he has been. And he's going to want a much more of a lucrative contract than I think the Jets would want to give him, because they're still going to have Zach Wilson on the roster.
Yeah, and I know that they're not going to trade him. It doesn't sound like that. They bring in the veteran. Hopefully it brings them along and all these things that you hope are going to happen. But, I mean, I can't imagine that, you know, the Jets in this situation where Rob Saleh is going to be on the hot seat for the first real time in his career, new offensive coordinator, everything that changed, collapsing at the end of the year. Like, they better get a real quarterback in here. And Derek Carr is a real quarterback. but man, I don't. I don't want Jimmy Garoppolo. Aaron Rodgers would be great. Derek Carr's like, and then after that, everything sucks. This is not a great situation.
Baker Mayfield.
But this is, right, I don't want that either. But this is what happens when you blow it with the number two pick in the draft. Then you're sitting here looking around trying to figure out what the hell do we do at this position. Veteran here, veteran there, trade here, free agent there. You're just trying to patchwork this thing because you blew it with the pick.
Well, again, the other part of it is, you don't know what Zach Wilson's going to look like when he comes back next year. That's the other part.
You know what, man? I don't care what he looks like when he comes. Like, we were all over his ass in a good way last year at training camp. Oh, he's definitely matured. He's put on some weight, good weight. He's all the reports we're getting is he's in his teammates' faces in a good way as a leader. All of these things. Man, he's throwing the ball perfectly in practice. And then he goes out. I mean, his first pass in that preseason game is a pick. Then he tears his knee. Then he comes back and plays one of the worst seasons I've ever seen a quarterback play. So, to me, he's got to, like, go and win games and throw for 300 yards. Two touchdowns, no picks. He's got to look like that for me to even care about his future again.
The other issue from the Jets' standpoint that is significant, and you can't underplay it, is these wide receivers were unhappy last year.
Yeah.
Now, the other possibility is, I guess you could bring Mike White back. You know, that's a possibility as well.
I love Mike White. But
here's the thing. Those wide receivers are not going to be happy if it's Zach Wilson and just some other rando guy that is not going to be a top-end guy that's going to be able to get them over Josh Allen and the Bills.
See, here's the problem, though. All right, so let's say you go through a whole training
plus,
camp.
By the way, you're in a conference that has now five of the top young quarterbacks.
Yeah.
That are all the five best young quarterbacks in the league. Sure. How are you going to compete with that?
You're not. I mean, they have to have the best defense in football, and Garrett Wilson has to be like Jamar Chase or Justin Jefferson. That's how you would do it. And those things are kind of possible, but not likely. But let's say you bring Mike White back. You have a full training camp. He's the starter. He's going into the season as a starter. This guy twice now has gotten hurt and missed games, and his whole trajectory has gone south. Is your backup Zach Wilson, and now he's got to play again? That's a terrible situation to be in. And then let's say you bring in a veteran backup. Now Zach Wilson is deactivated as the third quarterback for the entire season. I mean, what is the answer?
So these are the posing questions right now to Joe Douglas and, of course, Rob Saleh. But my point about all of this is that I would not get ahead of myself with the Aaron Rodgers thing. I'm thinking that he's going to want to be a Raider. That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
Either be a Raider or a Titan, and if you're in the Titans division, you know, you got to deal with Trevor Lawrence and Doug Peterson. The Colts are going to go through a rebuild. They haven't, well, maybe not a rebuild, but they still have their quarterback issues, and they're going to have to figure out who their next coach is going to be. And, you know, you have Houston that's going to be rebuilding under D'Amico Ryan. So if you want a short period of time where you'll have a chance to win a division, if you are Aaron Rodgers, the Tennessee Titans could afford you that. But then again, are they good enough to go into the playoffs with him as their quarterback and beat Trevor Lawrence, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen?
Yeah.
Think about it. Lamar Jackson, if he stays in Baltimore. Kenny Pickett's going to be better in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. And then, of course, you got Justin Herbert out of the Chargers.
Well, I mean, Aaron Rodgers isn't going to have a choice because he's not going to have to go to the AFC, so that's just something he's going to have to deal with. But I think in his mind, he's like, screw it, I'm Aaron Rodgers. Like, okay. Those are great names.
Sure.
Hello, I'm Aaron Rodgers.
I'm Aaron Rodgers, and I'll be with Davante Adams, and I'll be in Vegas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.